When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it.
The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen's Theme and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you.
My beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl Olanike Osibuwale, and today I have affirmations for having faith. I thought that it was really important for me to make this podcast because just the other day I was wavering in my faith. You know, we, you know, all have our dreams and our goals, and we're putting in work towards them, and certain times you may feel as if, you know, it's just not working out, or, you know, what's taking so long, or, you know, all the things, right? You may feel impatient. You may feel frustrated. You may feel like, what's going on? And all those feelings are valid to have. And it's nice to be able to sit with them and process them. But then after we process them, how do we get back into alignment? And so for me, coming out with this podcast with affirmations for having faith is an aspect or one way that you can get back into alignment. And so I'm going to speak some of the affirmations that I came up with for us today, and I will talk to you about why I chose them as well. All right, so let's begin. I'm debating, do I want to do it the other way like I did too? I feel like I'm going to do it both ways, where I say them, like I'm going to say it to you in like a way that affirms you, and then I'm going to say the affirmation that you can say. All right, let's get started. It or something greater is already guaranteed for you. It or something greater is already guaranteed for you. It or something greater is already guaranteed for you. The affirmation is, it or something greater is already guaranteed for me. It or something greater is already guaranteed for me. It or something greater is already guaranteed for me. You see the fruits of your labor. You see the fruits of your labor. you see the fruits of your labor. The affirmation is, I see the fruits of my labor. I see the fruits of my labor. I see the fruits of my labor. And remember, when I'm saying these affirmations, these are truly prayers. These affirmations are prayers, okay? To really help you to align to the energy that you're looking for, to help you come back into alignment, to shift your energy, to shift yourselves to the things that you are calling upon, creating your heaven here on earth. I want you guys to remember that you are creating heaven here on earth. And so these are your prayers. You have faith that it is all working out for you. You have faith that it is all working out for you. You have faith that it is all working out for you. The affirmation is, I have faith that it is all working out for me. I have faith that it is all working out for me. I have faith that it is all working out for me. You know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working. You know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working. You know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working. The affirmation is, I know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working. I know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working. I know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working. It is already yours. You show up as if it's already yours. It's already yours. You show up as it's already yours. It's already yours. You show up as it's already yours. The affirmation is, it's already mine. I show up as it's already mine. It's already mine. I show up as it's already mine. It's already mine. I show up as it's already mine. There's a conversation I had this past weekend with my girlfriend. We're walking in the park, and it was on the same day that I felt like my faith was wavering on the things that I'm working on, that I'm going towards, right? And there's this gospel song, I forgot the name, and I don't feel like looking it up right now. But in the line, it's like, teach me how to be still while you are working. That's the line. Teach me how to be still while you're working. Teach me how to be still while you're working. And so for me, I came up with the affirmation, I know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working because of that line and that lyric from that song. It was inspired by that because when I say be still, it's more so be still in your energy, right? It doesn't mean you're not going to continue to do any actions that you are taking towards your goal. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that you're still in your spirit. Your spirit is not in the energy of worry or non-belief or not having the faith. For me, when I think about being still, I think about a knowing. That's what I think about. I think about a knowing. I know this is happening for me, right? For me, that's faith. I know this is happening for me. So I know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working is having that knowing and in your being, like how is your energy, right? And so these affirmations for faith is really for you to sit, take some time out and sit and say these prayers so that you're able to get into that place of knowing in your body and in your energy. Because when we lack the faith, it's the frustration, it's the anger, it's the disappointment. It's the what if it's not happening, you know, it's a lot of energy going on and happening in the body. And so when you are having those moments where you feel like your faith is wavering in whatever it is that you are doing or achieving and accomplishing, then I really think what you should do or what you can do is to sit in silence somewhere and to say these prayers to yourself over and over again, as well as come up with some on your own. And so, for example, it or something greater is already guaranteed for me. I wrote that so that I can feel like this or something greater is guaranteed. I wrote it because sometimes we want specific things, and I'm not saying that we can't have those specific things. I truly believe that we can have those specific things. But what if something doesn't happen because something greater is coming? And so I want you to be able to open up a pathway in your mind where you have the understanding that something greater could happen than this. So it's like, if this doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. Something greater is guaranteed for me, which is why I created that affirmation. The next one, I see the fruits of my labor. that is another affirmation of just reaffirming your faith that the work you are doing is going towards somewhere. The energy that you are putting in somewhere is manifesting here in this reality for you. And so it's like, you will see the fruits of your labor. So I see the fruits, because I'm always talking about speaking in the present, right? That's what you're aligning to. And so I came up with that because I know you guys are doing your thing. You guys are working towards something. And so I know that you want to see the fruits of your labor. And so I want you to reaffirm that for yourself. The next one, I have faith that it's all working out for me. That's just to create a sense of ease in your body. I have faith that it's all working out for me. I have faith that it's all working out for me. When I pray these prayers and these affirmations, it's kind of what I do, right? I'm like, it or something greater is already guaranteed for me. I see the fruits of my labor. I see the fruits of my labor. I see the fruits of my labor. I have faith that it's all working out for me. I have faith that it's all working out for me. I have faith that it's all working out for me. I know how to be still while the universe, God, creator, ancestors, and spirit guides are working. Like, we're speaking in power, and for me, I say mine over and over because that's what helps to anchor in that energy into my body. That's what I do. And so I suggest that you guys do that. But if you find another way that works for you, maybe it's writing it over and over. Maybe it's listening to this and dancing over and over. That's fine. But whatever works for you. For me, repeating this over and over helps me to get into alignment. It is already mine. I show up as it's already mine. Sometimes when we don't have the faith anymore, we don't show up to the thing that we're working on because it's like, well, what's the point? I'm tired. I've been doing this for so long. And I get it. I understand. I understand, girl. I've been there. But you still want to show up because it's already yours. You know, if you know something's already going to work out for you, how would you show up? What is the energy that you would embody? You would still show up because it's already yours, right? And so for me, that's why I created this affirmation, because it's like, I don't want to be not showing up because I don't believe it's mine. I'm going to show up because I know it's mine. And so that's why I created that affirmation. But I want to say thank you to my beautiful selfish babes for listening. This is Affirmations for Having Faith. If you really enjoyed this podcast, please share it on Instagram at Selfish Babes with an S, as well as tag me at Olanike Osibowale, and I will repost you. I am no longer at the Instagram tag Olanike OC. I see that some of you all like tag me there. I don't use that page anymore. My personal page is Olanike Osibowale. I have it down below, as well as at Selfish Babes. I also want to put in a plug for my company, Goddess Detox. If you are looking for some spiritual woman's wellness, if you're looking to cleanse your womb, heal your womb, to get into vaginal detoxing, vaginal steaming, as well as having the best yoni vaginal wash on the market called Pussy Power, which is rose quartz infused, then you want to shop my business, Goddess Detox. That is goddessdetox.org. We have the Pussy Power Wash. Okay, for the woman, the bougie spiritual bad bitches that want to have that rose quartz pussy. Okay, so shop the Pussy Power Wash, shop my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as my Queen's Vaginal Steam. If you want to cleanse that negative energy away from you, you want to get our Cleanse That Negative Energy Away spray. And for my selfish babes that want to dive deeper into spiritual self-love, you want to join my Selfish As Fuck Academy. That is my 9-day challenge where I show you all the things that I have done for the past 6 years that have really gotten me to goddess status. Okay, when I say goddess status, really worshiping myself on a deep level, understanding that I do love myself, and certain rituals that I do to show myself that I love myself, as well as to manifest, to attract my spiritual baths, setting up your ancestor altar, all the things that I really think encompasses spiritual self-love, as well as honoring yourself and just being a spiritual goddess. And if that is you, you want to go to selfishasfuckacademy.com. That's selfishafacademy.com. I'll also have it linked below. I love you guys so much. Make sure to leave a review on the podcast, rate it, thumbs up it. And I just adore you guys. Thank you for listening. Bye. If you're still listening, I really believe these affirmations go hand in hand with my Pray for Your Damn Self course. This is a course that I teach that teaches you how to use daily affirmative prayer in your life to help you reprogram your mind and energy to help you receive what you actually want in your life. And so for those that don't know about affirmative prayer is basically the way that I pray, the affirmations that I say. Affirmative prayer is a way to use energy to co-create your reality. What you say matters. Your own personal self-talk is important. If you want life-changing results, you have to speak life-changing things. You have to declare them. You cannot beg them. You cannot hope them. And you cannot wish them. This is affirmative prayer, and it's powerful and adds up. Affirmative prayer is something I've been doing for the past 6 years now, and it is a spiritual self-love practice that I really want my selfish babes to instill. And so if you're somebody that cannot speak boldly about themselves or know how to pray or know how to put words together so that you can create the results that you want, then I highly recommend my Pray for Your Damn Self course. For me, it's really important that you know how to pray for yourself. Basically, when I say this, I'm not talking about religion. I'm just talking about speaking in a way that is powerful for you so that you can really see some shift and changes in your life. If you're always like, well, how do you come up with your affirmations, Olenike? This is what I do. I pray using affirmative prayer. And so you can look at the link below to check out my Pray for Your Damn Self course. All right, I'm leaving now. Bye.